Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the few minutes where we devote it to hard news. Or nope.
News. No.
Nice vibrato.
News. No.
Our only real hope.
Got a twist in my head.
News. Or nope.
News or nope. These guys give us news. We decide if it's news or nope. News or nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
I don't know about you guys, but my...
I'm feeling 22.
Okay. I'm just going to move on.
Well, she said, I don't know about
no,
you.
No, I know. I heard. My whole TikTok for you page has been, and we don't talk about politics, but this is just hilarious
okay,
to
go.
Me. China is just exposing all of the like name brands. And they're like, that Gucci purse, we make that for $7. Buy it here.
What?
Mm. And like, we make them here. We send them to Italy. They slap on a made in Italy seal and sell it for thousands of dollars. Just buy direct here. It's so funny.
Wow. I've seen some of it with sneakers too.
Yeah, sneakers. Lululemon, like, there's so different athletic brands. Like, it is hilarious.
Interesting.
What? So can we buy direct?
You can. I'm too scared to. So if anyone has, please let us know.
I've done it before. I've sent some money orders.
Over to China
for stuff. Yeah.
For
oh,
like
yeah.
Nikes for
yeah.
you.
Oh yeah. But yeah. Especially back in the day when before I had any money. You're just like spend yeah, and it's very scary because you just
yeah.
send it to an address that you're like, I don't
I have
even,
no idea.
Yeah. Is this
no,
the right
an
address?
Idiot.
And you're
really?
Like
and you got the product?
I did. Yeah.
Huh.
I've had my friends get just nothing. I remember his birthday present.
Really?
It was that. He ordered some shoes that way
and he got nothing.
They didn't come, yeah.
The funny thing about this is I just like hung out with my buddy Ben, whose mm-hmm. birthday, shout out Ben from El Jardín. His birthday's on Friday.
Cute.
Everybody roll into El Jardín, get yourself a Slackerita and mm-hmm. say, this is for Ben. I don't know how that... anyway, when they just went to Italy and she bought like...
Mm.
So she's got Louis and Yves Saint Laurent. She spent... Mm. She
yeah.
was hurting the wallet the whole time they were like... So
bet
you're
that was like $43 from direct. Like, I'm not even joking. It is so funny. They said that Lululemon pants, you could get them for $7 as opposed to $113 here.
Wow. All okay. Right. Well,
we're giving away Lululemon next week. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I know I'm an objective journalist here. I'm going to try my best to get through this story without getting emotional.
Oh boy.
But today is a very special day, as it was 70 years ago today.
70 years. Hold on, don't say.
What, yeah, what's the math on that?
70 years ago, so it's a five.
That's where I stopped, yeah. too.
Yeah. 55.
1955, okay. April 15th.
Hold on. That's is that when Marty McFly was at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
No.
He went back to 55, didn't he?
No, that was different.
It's something that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, it's got to be shoe related.
Yeah.
Or what else does Tiak care about? Culver's. Was Culver's founded in 55?
Casey. Is it Casey's?
He cares about
station?
Three things.
Yes, and, very much so.
And none of them are his children or his wife.
My who? Okay, it's April 15, 1955, 70 years ago today, the first McDonald's was opened in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Changed the way we view food.
Well, that was the first one before.
We now demand it to be fast, And yeah, I think bettered society on today. 70 years we've been looking at fast food.
So was that the first chain one or the very first one that Ray Kroc eventually took over?
It's when Ray Kroc opened a milkshake machine salesman opened up his first McDonald's in a Chicago suburb today. So they had already kind of been doing it, but it was the first like...
Did you watch the movie?
I haven't. No, I still haven't seen it
yet.
The
Founder?
Yeah.
His bucket?
Who's Keaton. Keaton, yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Keaton.
Yeah, is it good? Is it worth watching?
I started to watch it, and
again,
then
I get
interrupted.
Too emotional. Again,
no, it's...
Some people have Grey's Anatomy. I don't have anything McDonald's and fast food related.
I have to call a nope on this from this point forward.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Easter is just around the corner, and this is your yearly reminder rabbits...
Thank you for doing this.
Rabbits are not gifts. Please do not give live bunnies to your children, to anyone.
They're going to... To your quarter pounder with cheese. Oh, yeah. It's so weird because, like, I live in a neighborhood that has bunnies, like the wild, feral, gross. Mm-hmm. They eventually are dying of dysentery or something out in the middle of the whatever. And every year about June, there's just a couple of real fluffy white ones out there with them because people just let them go. That bunny's going to die, you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't know how to live out in the... Like, you're not making a good decision. Just don't do it. Just stop the cycle.
Mm-hmm. But are you perpetuating the bigger cycle, the circle of life? Are you perhaps giving...
No, you're just attracting bears, mountain lions,
and coyotes.
No, because
you're also teaching your kids that bunnies lay eggs.
Yeah, none of that's true. And it's just, they're not fun. They just sit there and they just poop. Yeah, and they eat your grass.
Well, I'm not so bad, and that's all I do. Good evening. More shocking news. So Slacker Show research team has been interviewing Gen Z. And it turns out, according to their findings, 11% of people under the age of 25 have checked their social media during relations. 11% during the deed are checking their social media. Yeah, which say... Wouldn't you notice? Wouldn't that be a cue?
What?
Maybe I'll change it up.
What
Maybe this
position
isn't doing it for
do you
me.
Have to be in?
To hide it? Are you hiding it? Or is it fully intentional?
Why would you?
Or are you already on your phone so you don't notice?
Send me a snap.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.